saying it's fiction. So you don't believe in any like divine power anywhere, nothing like that.
Oh, well, I don't believe in God or magic or anything like that, but that's not really what I mean by creation. I mean like Earth and the universe being only thousands of years old.
Okay.
But even, maybe even if you want to take like
an, I was gonna argue there's definitely a divine power. I would say that.
Sure, I don't see any evidence of that. Even if you adopt,
so the evidence that I would provide you is the more science you know, the more amazing and how perfect everything works. Whether you're thinking about how your eye is connected to your brain and all like everything that's involved with you. If you ever learn about the eye, it's fucking amazing. But anyway, just learning how that works,
and I actually get the opposite. I get kind of the opposite feeling about it. The more I've studied it.
You study how far the moon is from the sun, have like perfect eclipses, you know, certain destinations on the world, like how everything lines up, it's the perfect location.
Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't. So we can talk about the moon next, but have you ever like looked at a cadaver?
Probably not.
So if you actually look at human organ systems, like the way they really are, they're actually just like incredibly ugly and incredibly
ugly's perspective.
Badly.
That's not valid. That's a perspective.
But saying that everything is so perfect and the more you study it, the more amazing it gets is not perspective.
That's pretty obvious. The more science you learn.
It's incredible how your opinions are somehow obviously objective. They're self-evidently objective. And mine aren't. Okay, we will do this
so
with me not.
The more
we will do this
know,
entire thing
you go
with me
ugly,
not being able to
ugly,
have opinions. That,
so you say that's so you just trumped everything I said by just saying, "Oh well, that's ugly." So you're denying knowledge in general. You're just going, "Oh well, that's ugly. That doesn't matter." Like what is that
I'm
even
saying,
supposed to mean?
I'm saying that somebody who actually spent a career doing scientific things for. As somebody who had a career doing scientific-like things for a decade, yes, the more I studied it,
what does that mean?
I was a science teacher, and I've been a science communicator for a very long time. The more I looked into it, the less it seemed like that. The idealism of nature, which was a very popular idea that goes all the way back, thousands of years, like ancient Greeks and all these people having those kinds of ideas.
So you see flaws in a lot of things.
But you have to let
me
talk. This is getting the idealism, right, that they saw in nature and the very simplistic arguments and worldviews that they came up with out of that. That was all just completely superseded by science. And science shows that, like, if we're I'm doing a biological perspective for whatever reason that seemed to be kind of where you were going with it. But no, the more you turn that inward and apply and like look at the human condition, for example,
it's amazing. You downplay it. It sounds like
it's amazing that it works. And I'm kind of looking, I'm sort of countering this. It sounds like you're giving a lens of like almost like intelligent design, sort of.
Yes,
like that's the
road I'm going down. Yeah. Yeah. The more science you know,
our design is utterly
work.
Our design is utterly stupid and pretty ugly and could be improved upon in all kinds of ways.
I think that's a cultural thing, but.
Well, what does that mean?
What ugly parts would you say? I would say that's a cultural thing. I think depending on the culture, there's a lot of beautiful things, depending on the people. There's obviously a lot of flaws with people as well.
Yeah, like in our design, yeah.
So what in our design are you not approving of? That you're like, that doesn't make any sense. Why would a higher power do that?
Yeah, why do we have to breathe air and eat food? That makes no sense. If I were God, I would not create things that die in like 5 minutes if they don't breathe air. And so all of the stuff that has to be incorporated
a science teacher?
Yes, as a science teacher, I was made aware a long time ago that if you don't breathe air, you die. What's your conjecture there?
That's just baffling to me that that's what trips you up to where that's, you think that's stupid.
It is stupid. Why would all right. God, why would God in all of God's infinite wisdom say, yeah, I'm going to make these things and they have to produce this extremely toxic sludge in their bodies and then they have to dump it out in their immediate environment and it'll be like thousands of years before they figure out what to do about that and then invent like toilets and stuff like that. It's an utterly stupid decision to design us that way.
Well, I don't think I can change the perspective of a glass half full type of person. So
would you rather produce toxic sludge inside your body that kills hundreds of thousands of people every year or not? Did he leave? What? I mean, okay. This is an orange. This is orange. Now, do we call orange orange because oranges are orange? Or do we call oranges orange because oranges are orange? Now, you could just Google the answer, but if you do that, Kitty Cat Peterson will die. But you'll also miss the story behind it. Instead, you can learn the truth behind that claim and literally hundreds more in my book, Facts That Aren't True, which debunks tons of myths, misconceptions, old wives' tales, and rumors. If you're like my guests and can't read, then there's an audiobook available instead. Get your copy today and learn the truth. What's the evidence for the Big Bang?
Yes.
Sure. The universe we live in is expanding. That was the first observation that made scientists go, wait, what the hell? So then they worked on that. And then they came up with different ideas for, you know, what the implications for that is. What would have been the way the universe was in the past if it's currently expanding? What does it collapse to at a certain point? How long does that take? What does the process look like? What kinds of energies are involved at certain stages? So, I mean, the biggest things for the Big Bang are we live in an expanding universe. The expansion rate is proportional to distance, so it's a uniform expansion. And then the cosmic microwave background radiation was discovered in the late 60s, which was a hyper-specific prediction of the Big Bang model. Yeah.
I guess I don't see why that's wrong. Anyway, ChatGPT. You use ChatGPT.
I ask it questions quite often, yeah.
It's not good for your brain.
Becoming dependent on it? Yeah, I could see how it wouldn't be, but I mean, if ChatGPT was screwing up my cognition, I would like be the only person that doesn't know. So yeah, that is something you have to keep in mind, but I'm pretty introspective, so I'm not really worried about it.
Anywho, my point would be that everything a human creates is inherently art. And art is good for our brains because it necessitates a reorganization within your mind of the intent. You puzzle together the intent based on what the art, and that's why abstract arts are so good at, they really scramble the intent, and so it's harder for the viewer to come up with the same conclusion they had. You understand? Intent is important.
Okay.
Do you agree that everything is art? Everything human do is art, sorry.
No.
So where do you draw the line?
Between art and not art? Well, for it to be art, it has to be done with an express goal of communicating some sort of idea.
Really?
Yeah, so like when I take a shit, I don't think I'm doing art.
But you're doing it when you're doing it. Oh, no, yeah, you're right. It's not everything humans do. It's everything humans create. Yeah, that'd
be it. Well, I create those turds.
Well, yeah, but in that case, your intent would have been to eat.
To eat?
Yes.
Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.